5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for November 29th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, a new missile from North Korea. Launched another test missile on Tuesday. This one, its longest range missile to date, one that could reach potentially the east coast of the United States. The new missile, called the Hwasong-15, just shows that warnings from President Trump and sanctions from the United States have not deterred Kim Jong-un from his pursuit of a nuclear-capable ICBM. The missile flew over 600 miles. It peaked at about 2,900 miles above the Earth, which is higher than the previous record test from Korea of 2,800 miles. That was back in July. Missile experts say that the long flight time of this missile, about 50 minutes, and the range shows that it could potentially hit Washington, D.C. But as we've said before, they don't really need to hit a specific target. If it's got a nuke, detonating it in the atmosphere could create an electromagnetic pulse that could send us back into the 19th century, frying all of our electronics. China expressed grave concern over the test on Wednesday. Spokesman for the foreign ministry there said the government hopes all parties act cautiously to preserve peace and stability. Topic number 4, California rocks. Not in the figurative sense, I mean literally. 708 earthquakes in California over the last 30 days. According to seismologists, is an indicator perhaps that a major quake is on the way. But it's not the only spot around the Ring of Fire that's active right now. Down near Mexico City, just southeast of the town, or the city there, the Popocatépetl volcano has been spewing ash and rock into the atmosphere for several days now. One of the eruptions over the weekend launched stuff into the air about 2.5 miles up. Scientists overflew the volcano over the weekend, found that there is now a second crater on top of the volcano. And in Indonesia, the island of Bali, the volcano there, Mount Agung, has been erupting for several days, and it's throwing a lot of tourists' vacation plans into disarray. Up to 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. The international airport there just reopened today, Wednesday, after being closed for several days because of the ash cloud. Topic number 3, wheeling and dealing in the Middle East. Even though he's a cousin of the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Sultan, Prince Mateb bin Abdullah, who is the son of the former King Abdullah, was caught up in the so-called anti-corruption sting or operation headed up by Mohammed bin Salman. Mateb was accused of conducting business as usual in Saudi Arabia, which means embezzlement, hiring ghost employees, awarding his own company a $10 billion contract to supply walkie-talkies for the government, things like that. He's been held at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh for the last 3.5 weeks, and not one of the suites that the Ritz-Carlton is known for. Basically, the lobby of the Ritz-Carlton has been turned into a detention center, mattresses on the floor, and many of these government officials and rivals to the throne being held in detention there. Well, apparently, Mateb has purchased his freedom for a price tag of $1 billion. Prince Mateb was released Tuesday. Elsewhere in the Middle East, a bombshell report in Israel, first picked up by the Jerusalem Post, says that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to attack all Iranian facilities and assets within 25 miles of the border between Israel and Syria and the Golan Heights. This is now being reported by Arab sources as well. It indicates that there's some back-channel negotiating taking place between the government of Bashar al-Assad in Damascus and the Israeli government. This is being facilitated through Russia's President Vladimir Putin. According to reports, Assad has promised to force the Iranians back away from the border if Israel promises not to continue trying to overthrow his government. According to reports, Netanyahu is okay with the deal. We'll see if Assad can follow through. Topic number 2, it's 1984 all over again. Congress is coming up to its Christmas break, doesn't have much time left to do anything legislatively, like tax reform, it's doing something with Obamacare. One of the items on the agenda is reauthorization of Title VII of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which includes the controversial Section 702. Section 702 is what authorizes the National Security Agency's warrantless wiretapping mass surveillance scheme, where it scoops up everything from everybody and then sorts it out later. in spite of the fact that this is a violation of our Fourth Amendment protections under the Constitution. Committees in the Senate and the House have proposed different amendments to modify the program in order to put more protections, privacy protections into it, but because they're running up against a deadline, it looks like Congress is just going to jam this through with a blanket reauthorization. And sadly, while warrantless wiretapping has become the rule rather than the exception here in the United States, we Americans are volunteering information through social media. We're giving up more information about ourselves, our families, our friends than the FBI and CIA had access to back in the 60s. This is the intelligence community's dream. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, any number of other social media sites. We are basically giving... George Orwell, when he wrote 1984, saw a day coming when we would all have cameras in our homes. But he never, never dreamed that we would pay for and install them ourselves. And that's what we've done. Amazon's Alexa, Google's Home... We have volunteered for the Matrix. And not to be left out, Facebook, by the way, has announced it's going to use an artificial intelligence to scan our posts to try to read our thoughts. It's for our own good, of course. This new proactive detection AI will scan posts for patterns of suicidal thoughts and then notify mental health resources in the area or friends or perhaps contact local first responders. What could possibly go wrong with that? And how long before they start using it to try to predict not acts of self-harm like suicide, but potential acts against others? Facebook's Department of Pre-Crime. And topic number one, return of the old gods. Well, they never really went away, of course, but it's just becoming a little more blatant and out in the open these days. The same multinational group that brought us the Victory Arch from Palmyra, that was part of the complex of the Temple of Bel, not Baal. Baal was the storm god. Bel was Marduk, the chief of the Babylonian gods. They're now going to put a replica of the statue of Athena from Palmyra on display at the United Nations. Athena was the Greek goddess of war. The UAE, the Italian mission to the UN, and the Institute of Digital Archaeology cooperating in recreating a statue of Athena for the exhibit. Now, I'm seeing some news accounts call her the Roman goddess of war. Just think about that for a minute. Athena, Athens, that's in Greece, Greek goddess of war. Don't mean to pick nits here, but let's not make it easier for skeptics to tell us that we don't know what we're talking about. Athena, the Greek goddess of war, was destroyed. The statue in Palmyra was destroyed when ISIS took the city in 2015. The UAE announcement describes the goddess as synonymous with reason, refuge, and the rule of law. Now, this picture, which is taken from the statue that's in the replica of her temple in Nashville, Tennessee. Did you know that we had a temple to Athena in Nashville, Tennessee? Because we do. Anyway, the statue shows her holding the spear, which is her aspect as the goddess of war. But even without statues, another ancient goddess is extending her influence and reach over our modern culture, and that is the goddess Inanna. You might know her by the name Ishtar, or Aphrodite, or Venus. In the Bible, she's called Ashtoreth, the Canaanite goddess Astarte, the goddess of sex and war. And by sex, I don't mean between husband and wife. We're talking extramarital, carnal, gender-fluid sex. Gender fluidity was a thing 1,000 years before Abraham, okay? The New York Times on Thanksgiving ran this piece, which, to be blunt, could have come straight from the marketing department of the North American Man-Boy Love Association. It features half a dozen photographs of prepubescent and, you know, adolescent and prepubescent boys wearing makeup. The headline of this article, if you can't read it, is "His Eye Makeup is Better Than Yours." Features a 10-year-old who's got thousands and thousands of followers on YouTube showing makeup tips from a 10-year-old boy. And these photos aren't just of the boy himself. They're in suggestive poses, like this one here. Look, if this doesn't turn your stomach, then you need to get into some heavy prayer, because this ain't right. And I'm sorry, I know liberals tell us that progressive thought is gender fluidity, that gender is on a spectrum. There is no, you know, this binary concept of male and female is outdated and outmoded. Well, no, I'm sorry, it isn't. Inanna, the Sumerian goddess of sex and war, also known as Ishtar, Aphrodite, Venus, Astarte, was preaching this back around 3000 BC. 5,000 years ago, this was a thing. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the law and had some very clear things that God instructed him about the nature of relations between men and women, that was progressive. Liberals, through articles like this, are trying to normalize behavior that God declared abomination. In the beginning, created he them male and female. I'm sorry, but this is trying to normalize behavior that is absolutely decadent. And it goes to show you that you don't need to have an idol, a statue, for paganism to take hold in our modern, advanced, enlightened culture. Take us with you wherever you go. It's a free download for your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We got an app for that. You can find the links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. I know we've had some issues with our website this week. That is not the man trying to throttle us. It is just some issues we're having with our web hosting company. Those are being addressed, should be corrected by the weekend, so we appreciate your patience. The new issue of Skywatch TV Magazine, and by the way, if you want to know more about Inanna, I wrote an article about the goddess Inanna in our February issue this year. So if you got one of the older copies, you might dig that back out. There's a lot going on with that goddess. You can make a really good case that she is the spirit of our age. Anyway, the new issue features a couple of articles from me and Josh Peck about the topic covered in our forthcoming book, The Day the Earth Stands Still. Another article about saboteurs and the deep state from Tom Horn, and more. Skywatch TV Magazine, available from the Skywatch TV store, online at skywatchtvstore.com. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
Three very mysterious shiny lights have police and residents puzzled.
This pilot who flew Barack Obama says UFOs are real, and he's seen one firsthand.
The triangular-shaped flashing object appears to be floating above the capital city.
So this large disc,
oh yeah,
massive, it was following you.
It was pacing us. Here's this giant red ball just above the clouds.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it was.
Four different species, at least, had been visiting this planet for thousands of years.
For the first time in history, the disturbing truth behind the push for official disclosure of extraterrestrial intelligence and UFOs has been uncovered. For years, religious and secular researchers have tried to determine how the world would react to a genuine extraterrestrial reality. But what if their conclusions are wrong? Humankind has defined them as devilish creatures. Yet something even more diabolical is occurring. What if there's a difference between ancient demonic phenomena and the question of extraterrestrial life? It was hinted at in the WikiLeaks.
People really want to know what the government knows.
I have said I want to open the files as much as we can.
A reality that lurks in the shadows that will soon come to light. A truth so shocking, it threatens the destiny of every soul on planet Earth. You must ask yourself, why now suddenly is seeking to answer the question of UFOs life-threatening?
This is another investigator who is getting very close to information on official disclosure that's now been found dead.
I've talked to a lot of pilots here, and they've all admitted that they've seen UFOs, but they kind of keep quiet about it.
The government discounts every single report that ever seems to come out, every UFO report.
I'm about the only person willing to get in front of a camera and talk about the UFOs that were flying overhead.
Promises of earth-shattering news are being quietly whispered by scientists and government insiders.
is something about to happen that was prophesied in the Holy Bible. This November, internationally acclaimed best-selling authors Josh Peck and Derek P. Gilbert peel back the lid on an astonishing cover-up and expose on a most insidious deception. In The Day the Earth Stands Still, unmasking the old gods behind ETs, UFOs, and the official disclosure movement.
The holidays are rapidly approaching, and now's your chance to save big on the largest SkyWatch TV giveaway of the year. We're proud to announce the Day the Earth Stands Still Ultimate Collection. When you purchase the Day the Earth Stands Still from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive Josh Peck's most significant work in the new compilation book, Unraveling the Multiverse. Also back in print through Defender Publishing for the first time ever, Dr. Michael Heiser's breakthrough books, The Facade and The Portent. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the brand new, top secret 5-volume DVD collection, Project Stargate. This unprecedented series of never-before-released confidential interviews features 12 of the world's leading authorities on UFOs, so-called aliens, gods, and the coming day of contact. You'll be amazed as we go behind the scenes to ask experts what they really believe is coming. Watch as men with security clearances like Dr. Chuck Missler share for the first time what they know. Then take notes as Dr. Michael Heiser, the late Chris Putnam, Russ Dizdar, Joe Jordan, L.A. Marzulli, Daryl Sims, Gary Stearman, and others weigh in on what will soon cause the world to stand still in awe. And yet, we're still not finished. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's presentation, The Secret Vatican and Alien Antichrist Connection on DVD, the digitally re-released legendary 20-hour audio series, Official Disclosure, the DVD presentation, Quantum Physics in Prophecy, and two free brand new gift books to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, this colossal special offer holds a retail value of over $300. But it's yours now for a very limited time at only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. This avalanche of holiday gifts is perfect for the serious researcher in your life, but is only available while supplies last. So take advantage of this, the largest SkyWatch TV giveaway of 2017, while you can when you purchase the Day the Earth Stands Still Ultimate Collection, now at the SkyWatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.